My name is Steven. I'm an alcoholic. Not as many people as I thought there would be, but makes it a little better for me. Thank you guys for coming tonight. I guess I have to start when I was really young. I come from a military family and two really large families on both sides. So I fluctuated from Arizona to California from a small age. Every summer I could go back and see my dad's family in California. And then every winter I'd go to Arizona to a very, very small town where there wasn't much else to do but, you know, find yourself doing wrong things. When I would travel back and forth, I remember we had this very large hope chest we had brought from Spain. There was a drawer that would open up, and I remember my father always shutting it before I could open it. When I finally did sneak up there and look inside, it was just full of these liquids that just made me wonder how and what they were. And I remember when they would leave, and whenever I would be at home alone, I would, you know, occasionally just drink some just to see what the effects were, that I would see how my dad would act when he would drink. And this continued until one time I did open this hope chest, and there was also other substances in there as I got older. And I remember us having a discussion. I went back to Arizona for the winter, living with an aunt, and finding that they drink in mass quantities of beer, which they allowed me to take a small wagon and take the beer around and hand it out. They didn't know that I would sip the beer that they didn't finish, because that's the only way I could get the alcohol at that time. This family was an amazing family, and all through the years, they've always enabled me to do whatever I'd like in my life. And it just got worse. And it never seemed that I actually had a life. It was just alcohol, abusive relationships, and barely graduating. They all thought I would never even graduate high school there. And I was at the top of my class when they actually went to the graduation. And I did get to go to junior college and some colleges. But it didn't matter, because every time I got to these colleges, I would just continue drinking and never attending the finals or missing the dates of a class I needed to graduate. Luckily, I made it through a small junior college. I had to move back to my mom's hometown in Arizona and finish a college there, which I didn't want to. And I found myself at the point of going into, on the other side of the border into Mexico, which is close by, and continuing to drink, because you could drink there an extra 3 hours, sometimes four. And then still driving home in the morning and before my mom or anyone would wake up. And finally, one night, I flipped a car with about five of my best friends in it. We all survived, which was, I guess, a miracle, because every year, these kids in the same town, we see them die from alcohol every summer. Every summer, someone dies in that town. It just got progressively worse, to where I was shipped back and forth to these families in order to get me help. When I finally got to a good job, a government job, and I did well at the job, all the while drinking, all the while using other forms, they finally caught me at my job. I was getting paid very well, and I raised my hands up and said I had a problem. They shipped me out to rehab. So it seemed like a continuous situation where I would get shipped off to somewhere to get better. Multiple rehabs later, I came back to that small hometown again and continued to drink because I still had issues with, I guess I forgot that my father left when I was around 9. So this whole time going through all this is just me depending on myself to raise myself because my mom was a single mom and she tried her best. But during the drinking, you couldn't tell me anything. And it came to a point where I was back in another rehab in this small town, and I relied on my last ditch hope of calling my father that's been missing for 20 some years of my life. Soberly, I called him and we began to talk. He actually had 30 some years in sobriety after many marriages and failed attempts at his life. Asked me to come to Florida, and I had a job at this point after I graduated this rehab to travel the country and work for these companies opening up new stores. Last on the list was Tampa, Florida. I finally had gotten to a point again where bad relationship after these travels, using all the time, I swallowed my pride and I came here to Tampa and had a great 5 years with my father. I'm guessing every year, it was 5 year after 5 year destruction in my life. And the last, he just passed away 2 years ago. And I went back out again. I had some time, was worthless. All it got me was a little bit of peace that my father, I got to know him before he died. But again, he, even though he had sobriety, he didn't have a family. He was penniless. And he told me that I was really messing up. And if I ever needed to go somewhere, he showed me where to go. Again, to another rehab facility. And this time I was at a point where I finally said, after his funeral, I waited 2 more years still. Then I entered myself into a facility. The house he left me, I don't know what's going on with it at this time. I don't know, my truck is totally damaged. It's in front of the house, just sitting there. My stepfamily, which is gratefully, supposedly taking care of all my finances, well, I can't take care of myself. But I know at this time that I'm sober, the last time I worked the steps, I had reservations. This time I've let it all go, and hopefully you guys can see me and maybe I will get a little bit more time. It's been an eye-opening experience working with another alcoholic, working the steps and actually doing them wholeheartedly. And I believe I have over 100 days clean and sober. And I know now that in order to keep them, I have to keep attending the meetings, keep connecting with everyone that actually knows a little more than I do about staying sober and managing my life. Because I can't do it. And I want to thank you guys just for showing up, and thanks.